It's the Hump Day Bump Update.
Brought to you by Stanford Hospital.
Star 99.9.
That's right. It's Anna and Raven, and I am currently today 34 weeks pregnant.
Ba-bing!
I am pretty big, to say the least. Yep.
Hardly feels like information at this point. But.
Yeah, there we go. So my baby, according to BabyCenter.com, is the size of a cantaloupe. I never understand why they relate our babies to fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. because it's not like we're going to eat our babies. It doesn't make sense.
Last time you were a pineapple, I believe it was. Pineapple.
Yep. Now we've graduated to cantaloupe. Except my baby is abnormally big, I think, even though all the professionals at Stanford Hospital keep insisting that no, that my baby's normal.
It's normal.
Yeah, my baby is normal.
Maybe you just feel like it's larger. Right.
Some of the common symptoms, according to Baby Center, is swollen feet and dizziness. Mm. And I've had swollen feet since the moment of conception, so I'm not really 100% sure why today would be any different. But I did notice that yesterday when I was making dinner, I was getting dizzy for no reason, which is something I certainly don't like. So if I fall over out of my chair, just let me lie on the ground.
Okay.
Don't try to help me up because unless you have a forklift, I'm not sure how you would do that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
A little information that you don't need is that my maternity pants are now cutting off circulation. So that seems alarming since they are made of elastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They're, you know, specifically designed for this.
Right. Don't you think it's weird? Like when your maternity clothes start cutting off circulation because they're too tight, like don't you think you should just be done? Like at that point, like you said,
there's
an
a mercy
email.
Rule basically.
Right. Like I just want to like send like Dr. Kumoko, my doctor at Stanford Hospital, an email and be like, oh, wait, it's time.
Right. I'm ready.
My maternity clothes no longer fit.
I put three extra holes in my Birkenstocks to get them around my feet.
Right. It's like I want to like send producer Christian to like Walmart to buy me some muumuus. Can you, excuse me, can you point me in the direction of your muumuus? Also, a fun fact is that my baby is footling breached.
Okay. What does that mean?
Wow. That sounds something.
So she isn't head down. Yeah. Her feet are down.
Right.
So she's like in the complete opposite wrong direction.
Chaise lounge.
She's really, the way she is so awkward. Like her head is under my ribs and her feet, to paint a disgusting visual for you.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. It's as if she's jumping on a trampoline on my pelvic bladder region.
Nice.
Awesome. So every time I move, I feel a sharp digging pain going directly down my body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right through your crotchal area.
Because being pregnant is awesome.
Right.
Right. So there's that. And I've been having my non-stress tests twice a week. And it's funny because they're so nice at Stanford Hospital. They're always like, oh, you know, you have to come twice a week. You know, I have gestational diabetes, so I'm high risk, blah, blah, blah. But what they don't realize is that it's 30 minutes where I have to lie down and not move, and it's my favorite 30 minutes of the day.
Right, it's the greatest time.
Nap time.
Catch a quick nap.
Right. And there you go. There is the Hump Day Bump Update, powered by Stanford Hospital.